the grace. For this suffering, there is no need.
Welcome to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 in Santa Barbara. My name is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. On today's show, we have Jack Dipalchen of the Otabenga Alliance for Peace in the Congo and a regular lecturer at UC Berkeley discussing the politics of the Oscar-bound and nominated Hotel Rwanda and the state of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Then we'll be discussing yesterday's U.S.-imposed and run Iraqi elections, in which early numbers show that 50% of the population voting. Discussing these elections, the U.S. occupation of Iraq, and what we can expect from its results will be Vijay Prashad, Assistant Professor of International Studies at Trinity College, and then we will have Frank Broadhead, and discussing his recent article in CMAG Internet article named Reframing the Iraq Elections. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with conversation with Jack Dipalchen. So stay tuned.
Okay, hi, this is Eric Mann. How you doing? We're waiting for Jacques Dipalchen, and we're having a little trouble getting him, but don't worry about it. I'm going to start out with my review of Hotel Rwanda, which I want him very much to respond to. And then if Jacques, we have any trouble, we also have both Vijay Prashad and Frank Broadhead, so we're going to all be fine. I just wanted to make a brief comment on the film. I saw two films over the weekend. One you gotta see, which is A Very Long Engagement. Incredible film about a woman whose husband goes away to World War One, and she's worried about whether or not he's actually dead. He's reported dead. I won't tell you what happens, but her efforts to go through essentially a murder mystery to find him and try to find him and find out the truth of what happened, it's a combination love story, mystery story, and ferocious anti-war film, one of the best anti-war films I've ever seen. So I urge you to see A Very Long Engagement. Then it's in subtitles, which is all cool. It's in French. Oh, and also, parenthetically, Jodie Foster has a very interesting cameo, more than a cameo, a very nice part in there. And on the website, there's all this debate about how good is her French, which turns out is very good. So that's the first film. But the commentary, just very briefly, is I was very disturbed by the film Hotel Rwanda, which is getting very good reviews. And, you know, Don Cheadle, who's an excellent actor, has been put up for an Academy Award nominee for Best Actor. So the film is disappointing this way. I'll just tell you a little about it. It's fundamentally about the civil war that took place in Rwanda in the 90s, in which there are two historic tribes there, the Hutu and the Tutsi. And these two peoples, who were both African people, suffering the normal tribal conflicts that the Western imperialists created, it does tell you that the Tutsi, who were the minority, were held up as by the Belgians as essentially the ruling group, the ruling group of the colonized, over the majority people, who were the Hutu. There's a brief statement about how the Belgians actually measured the width of the noses of different Africans and created essentially a hierarchy. The thinner the nose, the more elevated among the oppressed. So the whole question of negritude and the whole question of how whites and Europeans have dealt with hair color, skin color, lighter skin, house slave, field slave, create the basis for the tribal fights inside of Belgium. But that took place, I mean, inside of Rwanda, that took place in about two lines. And some people said they didn't even catch that line. Then, for the rest of the film, you just see Africans killing each other. And you see Don Cheadle as this Hutu, good guy, using his hotel, which was once a luxury hotel, to basically try to protect as many as 1,000 Tutsi, primarily, including his wife, from these terrible massacres where machetes were used and often mutilation, arms being hacked off as a part of an intimidation process. But throughout the whole thing, where's Bill Clinton in this story? Where is U.S. imperialism in this story? Where is Belgium today in this story? In fact, it shows a very nice Belgian hotel owner trying to keep the hotel going. But it doesn't talk about the fact of the recolonization of the Congo, the recolonization of Ghana, the recolonization basically once you come into power, how the former colonial power gives you formal freedom, but then interferes in the internal affairs of your country. So basically, the white West was gone, except for a well-meaning, looking a little flabby, Nick Nolte. I mean, I don't know what's happened. He should go to get a personal trainer or something. He ain't looking too good. So Nick Nolte is there trying to be the good white guy, and he's trying to say, the UN is here, but trust me, the UN won't protect you because you're black, because you're African, and that makes you even worse than, and he uses the N-word. So it's totally confused, if you get my point. He's being discussed that somehow the UN won't discuss and defend and intervene on the genocide going on because they're African, which means nothing. And so basically, where's the United States? Where's Britain? The missing characters. Where's France? Where's Italy? Where's the UN and the UN dominated by the United States? And where's Big Bill Clinton, Bubba, the friend of Africa, the friend of black people? So I think the film, in my opinion, is a fraud. And we were going to ask Jacques to give his opinion of it, but I think it's kind of a pro-imperialist film that creates degrading pictures of Africans attacking each other. So with that, I urge you to see it, just to like seeing a very long engagement. Keep your own critical eye, and in a couple of weeks we'll have the phones open, and you can attack or support all my movie reviews. And Jodie Foster, I would love to hear from you. So call me anytime about your my assessment of your part.